Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're being blessed this week by the church, just walking through the readings as we always are, but in particular, just been inspired by the first reading given at Mass this week on Paul's letter to the Romans, which is just rich, not easy to understand, but I hope if you had been with me this week, you've had a chance to come to understand what the passages are that Paul is talking about. We covered chapter one in particular, and then we're just beginning now. Chapter two is what we're given here Thursday. And chapter one was Paul had the beautiful introduction of Paul, and then talking about the wrath of God and the whole section we covered yesterday. By the way, and if you didn't have a chance to tune in, I really encourage you to go and listen to the program, because the wrath of God and understanding God's wrath is a really important concept. It's a reality, but there's misunderstanding about it. People would tend to be afraid of it or confused, or some people say, that's the Old Testament God or whatever. And that's really not true. I mean, Paul's teaching it here in the New Testament as well, but we have to come to understand that God's judgments are good. Isaiah the prophet reminds us that, you know, when God's judgments are in the land, men learn righteousness. They turn us in the right direction. Because human beings, when we start to fall, when we say yes to darkness, it can go really deep into a deep slavery. And some of it, at some point, what can happen with individuals, but with whole nations, and maybe it like during world wars. Remember what happened before the First World War, Second World War? God sent Our Lady to warn the Lady of Fatima, and said that if we didn't repent, if we didn't turn, there would be a great war. It would be a chastisement. It would be a judgment. That's how far human hearts had turned away from God in the world that brought it about. And they didn't pay attention to God's warnings at all. And as a consequence, the wars happened. And sometimes I think about it like, I mean, it was terrible. War is horrible. But that's how bad. Remember, the Lord has in mind for us our happiness, but he has primarily in mind our eternal happiness, to come to salvation, to live with him forever. And that begins here on earth through receiving the gospel, through repenting, through walking in the Spirit, receiving the sacraments, living in the life of the church, that kind of thing. And I just think about my father was in the Second World War, his generation, my mom and dad's generation, we call it the Great Generation. And there was, I mean, human imperfection for sure, but there was greatness there. There was a sense of responsibility, of duty, an acute awareness of God and the commandments of God that characterized that generation, which is why they were great to the degree that they were great. That was a foundational reality and part of it. And I compare now to what we see in society today. It's so different. I mean, there's some really good signs of things happening, but there's also lots of suppression of the truth about God that we talked about earlier in the week that Paul was highlighting in chapter one. And he highlighted it about using the pagan world that was given enough light and God's revelation through nature, that they were held responsible for their refusal to acknowledge God. And as a consequence of their refusal, their insistence on not acknowledging God and denying the truth, God gave them over three times. And what ends up happening, God gives us over to the pride of mind, to sin sickness that we insist on, to our idols, to the lusts of the flesh. And one thing leads to another, and it's very destructive. And that's the only way humanity can go so far in that wrong direction that God has to let go, staying active for our salvation, but lets us go so we experience the fullness of the reality of what we're choosing in order to lead us to repentance. It's critically important. But today, chapter two, now Paul turns toward the Jews who often are committing the same sin, but they're also living with presumption at the time. They were presuming that that didn't apply to them because they're the chosen people, because they have the law, or because they were fulfilling the dietary laws and things. But Paul reveals the truth that's in their heart. What he's doing in this setting up this early part of Romans is understanding that everyone is in need of the justice of God, of the mercy of God that comes to us through faith. God reveals his covenant love, his covenant righteousness that is revealed. He is faithful to his promises. He said, he promised in the Old Testament, he would send the Messiah to save, become a sacrifice for our sin. Think of Isaiah 53 and these various kinds of passages and some from other prophets as well. And God is faithful to his promises. And his promise was fulfilled for the salvation of the world. And his mercy was revealed perfectly in his son, Jesus. And the stakes were so high. The cost was so high. He sent his beloved son. Here's today's reading as Paul is speaking to the Jewish people about their participation in the same sin of idolatry and suppression of the truth about God. You, O man, are without excuse. Every one of you passes judgment. For by the standard by which you judge another, you condemn yourself, since you, the judge, do the very same things. We know that the judgment of God on those who do such things is true, which means it's right, which means it's good. I added that last part on. Do you suppose then, you who judge those who engage in such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Now, it's important to know the Bible tells us to judge, to make right judgments about wrong behavior, not judging the heart of persons, but the behavior that we engage in. Here, Paul is exposing the hypocrisy that's there and the presumption that they can live basically the way they want, they're chosen. Or do you hold his priceless kindness and forbearance and patience in low esteem, unaware of the kindness of God would lead you to repentance? They're not repenting. They're staying in their sin. So Paul is saying, the kindness of God is here for your repentance, and you don't even receive that. By your stubbornness and impenitent heart, you're storing up wrath for yourself, for the day of wrath and the revelation of the just judgment of God, who will repay everyone according to his works. Now, this is important. This is another step from the previous chapter. There, Paul was talking about the reality of God's judgments in history that come upon people, come upon nations, when idolatry is embraced by the human heart, when suppression of the truth about God, refusing to acknowledge God. But Paul's now talking here about eternal punishment. The day of wrath, when the final judgment comes, it'll be a day of great joy and rejoicing for those who've said yes to God, who followed God, received his mercy to have our sins forgiven, maybe again and again, but nonetheless, really crying out to God, to seeking to follow God and the yes that he's given us in Jesus. Let me read that again. By your stubbornness and impenitent heart, you're storing up wrath for yourself, for the day of wrath and the revelation of the just judgment of God. Friends, people are living this way today. Some of the baptized, people who've been baptized, are living this way today, full of presumption. For example, embracing wholeheartedly the lies that have emerged in our culture, supporting things like abortion, radically putting your time, your talent, your treasure on the line for the killing of children and calling it good. How about at the other end of life that's emerging more and more now, like again and again, the devil's strategy in a culture of death to appeal to people who aren't surrendered in a holy fear of God and love of God, but are caught up in the darkness and being given over. The Lord gives them over because they're not paying attention. As we talked about yesterday, they're saying yes to sin and darkness. And then it goes deeper and deeper. Now you see at the end of life and calling assisted suicide, basically the killing and allowing people to say yes, taking God's prerogative. God gives life and God takes it away. But gathering around people in that condition who are in their last willed act is to defy God is to suppress the truth about God's rights and claiming them as our own. Because we get caught in the dark and that idolatry comes, we want to be God, but we think we're radically free, but we're actually slaves, slaves. So today, many who are baptized, who are saying yes to these kinds of things and supporting them, there's no fear of God. They're not ready for the day of wrath because they're living with presumption. That's exactly what Paul's saying about the Jewish people at his time. By your stubbornness and impenitent heart, you're storing up wrath for yourself for the day of wrath and revelation of the just judgment of God, who will repay everyone according to his works. Again, now we are justified, just for clarification, there's no salvation without the free gift of God that we receive in faith. We are made just by God, not by our actions. We are sanctified by God, set apart by God, made children of God by God's total mercy. And that happens in baptism. But Jesus was clear. The apostles were clear. Walking now as children of God and in God's family, we're meant to walk as Jesus walked. Jesus said, if you love me, we're called to love now. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Love of God, love of neighbor, right? Love of self. But again, perseverance in good works. We're not going to be saved by our works, but we can't be saved apart from our works, is what one good priest told me one day. He said, but wrath and fury to those who selfishly disobey the truth and they obey wickedness. I mean, this is the beloved Apostle Paul. He's warning. And this is something that needs to be talked about in the life of the church. Paul is saying, wrath and fury awaits those who are not paying attention to their faith, who are suppressing the truth about God, who are living a worldly life. Yes, he says, affliction and distress will come upon everyone who does evil, the Jew first and then the Greek. He's covering the entire landscape. People say yes to darkness, yes to sin, don't repent, don't seek to walk in the light. This is the consequence, Paul is saying. He's warning, it's love. You know, today it's so rare to hear this kind of preaching and teaching with clarity. And I think partly because sometimes those who are called to preach and teach in the church sometimes don't want what could be a possible negative response from people, the human desire to be liked, to avoid conflict, to make people feel bad. Paul goes on, but there will be glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and then the Greek. There is no partiality with God for everybody on the earth who responds to the light of truth that God has given to them with of a surrender in faith to the light that they've given him, a faith that's assisted by God's grace. Everyone who's saved is going to be saved. They're going to come into initial salvation, initial, yes, through faith. That's a radical surrender of ourselves in trust to God and God's revelation in his gift of mercy and salvation in his son, Jesus Christ. This is the message the church brings to the whole world. This is what's at stake. This is the central message of the church. And it's the most important thing that we can bring. Pope Leo, the Holy Father, just not a few months ago, reminded missionaries in Peru to remember that very thing. Yes, we care about the environment. We care about human needs. We care about human dignity in the situation, 100%. But he said, we give them very little, extremely little, if we don't first give them this message, this gospel. Hope you can tune in tomorrow, friends. God bless.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.